he's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play and wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from the AHN Arena on the Peters Township High School campus. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 6A girls quarterfinal round matchup as the Pine Richland Rams take on the host Peters Township Indians. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director, Luke Andrusik and Eric Bennett on camera, Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony are producing in our downtown Washington studios. Pine Richland has won six of its last nine after a 2-10 start to the season. The early struggles included opening with six consecutive losses, one to Peters Township on opening weekend, 55-46. The Rams do have a win over 4A number 2 seed North Catholic as part of their final month run. Pine Richland has not been to the WPIL semifinals or to the state tournament since 2016. Number 2 Peters Township carried an unbeaten record into the final 6A Section 2 game at Cannon McMillan, and the Indians left with a 44-41 road loss. Peters now 21-1 on the year, including wins over 5A number 9 seed Plum, number 16 Thomas Jefferson, 4A number 10 West Mifflin, and that early home win over Pine Richland. The Indians' last playoff action later than the quarterfinals was in their 2019 state championship run. Pine Richland topped Peters Township in the 2021 opening round, the only meeting between these two teams in the playoffs in more than a decade. Tonight's winner clinches a berth in the upcoming state tournament while also advancing to Monday's WPIL semifinals against the winner of tonight's Upper St. Clair-North Allegheny matchup. The loser in tonight's games eliminated. Speaking of that NA Upper St. Clair matchup, last score we had in the third quarter, number 3 North Allegheny leading 32-26. Tigers led big early, strong second period for St. Clair, and a little stronger North Allegheny third period. Other scores in this bracket, 23-20 Mount Lebanon trailing at home to Chartiers Valley, that game in the third as well. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Bud Bear Subaru on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. We'll take a look at other games on the schedule for Washington and Greene County teams this weekend when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Other action in this 6A girls bracket tonight, game underway at Norwin. Number 1 Norwin and number 8 Seneca Valley. Mentioned the other two games in this bracket. Also tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off, West Greene and Union girls matchup. That is the number 8 seed West Greene Pioneers at number 1 Union. That's a 7 o'clock tip at Union. Looking ahead tomorrow, we'll be right back here. Three Washington County teams in action tomorrow. We'll start with the 5A girls, number 3 seed Trinity, against their Section 4 foe from South Fayette, the 6th seed in the bracket. Trinity and South Fayette will be here on WJPA-FM starting at 5:45. We'll follow that up with the second game of our doubleheader. That will be in the 2A boys bracket, number 4 Fort Cherry, number 5 Bishop Canavan. Pregame at 7:45. Other action tomorrow. I said three Washington County teams. There are four. The other one in the quarterfinals is in the 6A boys bracket. That is number 7 Canada McMillan and number 2 Central Catholic. They are playing at Gateway with a 7 o'clock tip. 2A girls first round consolation matchup. Number 4 Fort Cherry, number 9 Rochester playing at 6 o'clock at Montour, and the West Green boys in a Round 1 consolation for the 1A boys. That is an elimination game because only the survivor of the consolation bracket goes to the state tournament. Number 8, West Green at number 4, Manesson. That has a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll take a look at Peters Township and Pine Richland a little closer when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back to the AHN Arena here at Peters Township and on the WJPA Sports Network. Coach Tom Drakely with me. We have not heard yet where there was a complimentary breakfast for us here every day. We were here last night. We're here tonight. We're here tomorrow night. People are asking us if we're going to come on Saturday, and the answer is no.
But we would like that complimentary breakfast, that's for sure.
Indeed. And well, it can be a full buffet. It can be, just pre-cooked eggs or something, that's fine.
I'm okay with that.
These two teams met early in the season. Can you get anything from that kind of matchup?
Well, you can get a feel, but I certainly don't think you want to go on that matchup in particular. I'll tell you this much. On paper, this looks like a mismatch. But we have said that 3 or 4 times this year, and guess what? The mismatch team has won the game. They've got some quality players on this Pine Richland team. But when you look at Peters Township, Bob, they've got it all. They've got the inside, the outside. They've got two big-time players on their team. I mean, they've got a total package here. Expectations are high.
Peters Township 21-1. They won 20 in a row before that nearly inexplicable loss at Canada McMillan, a game they scored only 41 points. Pine Richland 8-13, an abysmal start, 2-10. And then 6-3 down the stretch that included a win against North Catholic. The 4A number 2 seed beat North Catholic by 8 in early February. But 1-2 after that, losing by 7 to number 1 seed Norwin, losing by a point to Butler before beating Beaver 49-23 on the day that the brackets were announced. Peters Township, PIAA and WPIL champions back in 2019. That is by far the Indians' best run ever in the postseason. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game and tip it off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. We have 0% for up to 48 months on select 2024 Subaru Outbacks. And we have 246 Subarus available between now and the end of March. Come on up and see us today.
0% APR for 48 months in lieu of any discounts. In stock only, not everyone will qualify. Based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motors Finance.
Bud Bear Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. Bud Bear.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Time to get the postseason underway for the 6A girls teams. Peters Township last played on February the 12th. That's 10 days ago. Pine Richland last played on February the 12th. Same 10 days back. And, you know, you get that kind of layoff. I don't care how tough your practice is, you get out of sync.
Well, I agree with that. That's always a concern when you have these long layoffs, Bob. How are you going to come out and play? And if you think because you play home you're comfortable and that's going to help you, that's not the case, as we saw with some teams earlier this year. I can't figure this Peters Township team out. I think they've got a world of talent. I can't say, yes, they're going to run through the bracket. I don't think that's how it works. But they are certainly capable. They've got some big-time players, as we'll talk about as the broadcast continues.
Starting lineups being introduced to the crowd here. First of all, for Pine Richland, 5'5 freshman Mallory Boyven, 6' junior Marin Iske, 5'8 freshman Zoe Cook, 1,000-point scorer, 5'11 senior Madison Zavasky, and the 6'1 sophomore Kate Gentile. A couple of championships in other sports. For a couple of players on this Pine Richland team, field hockey and girls lacrosse, WPIL champions. That's Kylie Schneck and Kate Gentile. For Peters Township, under head coach Steve Limberio, Bree Morial, 5'6 sophomore, 6'3 junior Natalie Wetzel, averaging 17 points a game, 5'10 senior Gemma Walker, averaging 16 a night, 5'8 senior Milana Khalil, and an 8-8 player, 6'3 junior Daniela Radulovic. Taylor Hotz, our referee, he'll toss the ball up. John Palko and Mike Polinski working with him for the WPIL and the PIAA. And we're just about set to get this one underway.
Bob, look at the height advantage Natalie Wetzel has at the center jump. They have two 6'3 girls here at Peters Township.
And Zavasky doesn't even jump. The tip controlled and a double team in the backcourt right away. The Indians pass over the top of that and set up in front court. So Peters Township controls the opening tip. Ball into the corner. Little 8-foot shot won't go. Rebound kept alive, but unable to grab it was Radulovic. Pine Richland will get it up the floor. Madeline Zavasky picked up. One-on-one, pass to Boyven, cutter down the lane, lay-in goes for Marin Iske.
Yeah, nice little play, a little screen off the high post. She came down the lane. Nobody guarded her.
2-0, Pine Richland with the early lead. Ball to the side of the lane, diagonal cross-court pass comes through to Khalil, work it back to the far side. Little ball fake by Wetzel, lost the handle going into traffic. Radulovic grabs it, but she gets tied up. Possession arrow, Pine Richland.
Pine Richland in a 1-2-2 zone. Little trap out of it early on. Peters in a man-to-man.
Ball goes to Iski outside the lane. Drive by Zavascki. Shot partially blocked by Radulovic. Indians run the floor. Kick it near side. Three ball. Gemma Walker hard off the back of the rim. Rebound battle inside. Wetzel can't get to it. Screened off there by Zavascki. He'll bring it up the floor. 2-0 Pine Richland in the early going. Well, we didn't see much scoring last night in the early part of the game. There's another buck. Iski set on the weak side. Traffic came this way, and now the Indians throw the ball away.
Wow. Just out of – again, Bob, they're out of sync early. And Pine Richland off to a nice start, 4-0 here early, but it's early. So sometimes you get a little nervous in these first couple of minutes.
Zoe Cook challenged by Bree Morial. Pass off the mark. Knocked ahead. Khalil with the steal.
Yeah, good steal by Khalil that time.
Morial takes the pass in the corner, brings it back out to Wetzel. Those two go back and forth. Wetzel, 15-footer off the back of the rim, won't go. Rebound comes out to the wing, and Zavascki will track it down. Walker had a shot at it, but Zavascki beat her there, and now Wetzel's going to foul her at the other end of the floor.
Well, Zavascki is a 1,000-point scorer, averages almost 20 a game, and she took it right to the basket. So she's active and aggressive early in this game.
Foul shot good. Zavascki will get a second. That's her first point of the night. Averages almost 20 a game.
Watched her warm up. She's got a beautiful shot.
Two straight makes at the 15-foot charity stripe. 6-0. Pine Richland out in the early lead. Ball into the far corner. Now pass just gets back out. Morial goes cross court. Oh, 8-foot jumper good. Natalie Wetzel gets the Indians on the board.
Yeah, she's really talented, Bob, the 6'3 junior.
Ball to the near wing for Cook. On out into the corner. Gentile. Ball gets inside. Zavascki shot won't roll up. Gets her own rebound and scores.
Tell you what, got to keep an eye on her. She can score in a big clip. She had 30 on her last outing.
4 points early on. Pass into the corner. Khalil feeds it back out. Morial and now near side. Three ball in flight. Wetzel, it's good.
The thing I like about Wetzel, Bob, she can go inside. She can go outside. She's got a beautiful touch. She can really play.
Pine Richland leads Peters Township 8-5, 4:45 to play. First quarter, dribble handoff to Zoe Cook, turned back around by Morial, and now back into the hands of Zavascki, trying to get around Walker. Shot bounces off the iron, no good. Rebound Radulovic, and a holding foul going to be called.
And Radulovic, again, 6'3". Great size they have, Peters Township, in this game. A big advantage for them, I believe.
Iski called for the foul, first foul of the game. Called against Pine Richland. Indians bring it up the floor. Chance to tie here with a three. Ball to the far corner. Perry Sandrowski checked in. Pass back out to the wing. Denied and knocked out of bounds by the Rams.
Got to move the ball crisply against this zone. Get it to the post. Move it. Side to side, get that defense to move.
Morial saw pass Radulovic and foul on the back. And I think that's Gentile going to get called for coming through the player, not around.
Right. Kate Gentile picks the foul up.
North Allegheny and Upper St. Clair are 41 all in the fourth. That winner and this winner will play. Three ball splashes home Sandrowski.
How about that? Just got into the game. Didn't even get a chance to run up and down the floor twice. Knocks down to three.
Halfway through the first and an illegal screen call. And it's going to be Mallory Boyven picking up her first.
Boy, you have a lot of illegal screen calls in games, Bob. You've got to be set on those screens.
Eight all tie. I may have said 11 all. It's eight all. My apologies. Ball around the perimeter. Wetzel wide open. Another three. Hit just a moment ago. Hits another one.
I'll tell you what, she's in a rhythm. Boy, she looked good on the release of each of those shots.
It was 6-0 Pine Richland. It's now 11-8 Peters. Pass to the baseline, knocked out of bounds, and the officials are going to talk it over. Mike Polinski pointed one way. Taylor Haught, who actually had a good view on the front side, wanted to have a conference, and it is going to stand. Ball last touched by Gentile, according to the ruling.
It's amazing after you make a couple of baskets what that does to your defensive energy. Peters Township seems to be more energized now. They're saying, okay, we're in this game.
Gabby Baldessar, not really sure that she agreed. Her first year, bad pass thrown diagonal by Gemma Walker. You don't see those kind of mistakes from Walker very often.
No, that's just a brain freeze right there. She doesn't make too many mistakes. Good player.
Pass to Gentile at the baseline. Now to Zavascki trying to back her way in. Shot won't go. Radulovic rebounds. Out to Morial. Push the issue. Wetzel sets into a three. It's wide left. Off the iron. Won't go. Battle for the rebound at the baseline. And there to get it was Gemma Walker. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Finds Radulovic wide open far side. Sandrowski, nice dribble. Deal it off. Tough pass. Radulovic can't handle it. And the Rams come out with it. Iski grabbing that loose ball. And up the floor comes Zavascki. Gentile gives it back to the 5'11 senior Zavascki. Cook comes out to run the point now. Pass is fumbled by Iski. Get it inside. Zavascki scores.
She's around the hoop. Boy, she's good.
And able to catch and score right away there.
Doesn't put the ball to the floor. Just took it straight up strong.
Wetzel ball fake. Dribbles it. Well, going to be ruled last touched by Iski going out of bounds. Get a great look on the feed inside to Zavascki. Just catch and put it right up.
That's what you teach players to do. Don't waste that dribble.
Morial to key the baseline, throw in. Wetzel presents, looked at the three, hit a couple already there. Inside, Radulovic, scoop shot too strong.
Nice move, just a little too strong by Radulovic.
Gentile rebounds for Pine Richland. 11-10, Peters Township by one. 2 minutes to play opening quarter. On the dribble, Zavascki got tied up, missed the shot. Rebound tipped by three Peters Township players. Boy, and they're going to call this... Say this Peters Township ball. That's just a bad call.
Yes, they missed it. Bad call. Two Peters Township players hit the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, we get a good look there.
Oh, yeah.
Ball
no question.
Clearly off the hands of Gemma Walker last.
Well, we can't go to the replay, unfortunately, Bob.
Walker on the dribble, picks it up. Morial into the corner and now to the side of the lane. Radulovic kick it out. Three ball. Wetzel in flight. Good.
When she sets those feet. She can just, she's as pure a shooter as you're going to see. Natalie Wetzel, three threes already in this game.
14-10, Peters Township with the lead, 1:25 to play in the opening quarter. Zavascki on the dribble, side of the lane, ball goes to Gentile. Wetzel got away with a foul, and then the ball taken away from Gentile on the way up. Up the near side, Sandrowski takes a feed. Morial takes it back, work it around. Wetzel, lob it near side. Sandrowski out to Morial to the corner. Sandrowski will dribble out of there. Just about a minute to play now. Wetzel open. Three ball in flight. Good.
Heat check. Holy cow.
Timeout. Boy, and Gabby Baldessar is just livid about the out-of-bounds play, and she's right. I mean, but that was a minute ago. You got to let it go.
Yeah, play on. I mean, mistakes can be made. You can't let it sit with you this long.
And it's going to be a 30-second timeout, I believe. So we'll keep it here at this point.
Natalie Wetzel, 14 points already, Bob, early in the game. In the first quarter, at this pace, we're going to run out of space for her.
North Allegheny leading late against Upper St. Clair, 44-41. Chartiers Valley, 31. Mount Lebanon, 24. That's late in their fourth quarter.
But the big question remains, can you continue to shoot at this pace for an entire game? And normally you can't. So you don't want to fall in love with just a perimeter shot. She's so talented, she can go inside as well. Handles the ball extremely well.
17-10, Peters Township with the advantage. 17-4 run the Indians are on currently. Zavascki, volleyball 10-foot line.
Wow.
Three ball good.
Oh, man, we're seeing some great shooting, Bob. She was at the volleyball line.
30 seconds to play in the quarter. Lob inside. Radulovic will feed it back out. Morial for three. Good.
I was just getting ready to say she needs to score there, but hey, the three-point shot's even better.
20 to 13. Peters by seven. Zavascki finds help in Iski into the paint to Aubrey Bennett, who just checked in, and then the ball lost. Wetzel bring it up the floor. Her leaner won't go, and a blocking foul on Marin Iski. That'll be her second foul.
Well, and that was a really nice move by, Wetzel, excuse me.
Beautiful look there a moment ago on the replay on Morial's tray. Foul shot for Wetzel will not go. Hit hard off the back of the rim.
A little quick on the release. I'll put money that she makes this one. She's off to a great start. That'll really get you going.
Second free throw is good. Hold your cards. Final seconds of the quarter. Zavascki heave off the glass. Will not go. We've played one. Peters Township 21, Pine Richland 13. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Peters Township to inbound to start the second. The Indians with a nice finish to the quarter. Didn't start so well. Down 6-0, 2.5 minutes in, but have rebounded nicely to 21-7 advantage from there. Wetzel got away with a walk.
No question.
Held the ball up overhead. Side of the lane. Sendrosky will dribble it across, get it to Morial, find a cutter. Radulovic steps into the bucket and scores.
Nice pass, good feed that time, and Radulovic was on the block. How do you stop that? She's 6'3". Just turned and finished.
Get a final from Wexford. North Allegheny, 44-41 winner. So the three seed is awaiting our winner. Zavascki trying to force her way up, gets the shot to go. Looking for a foul call, but she created all that contact.
She sure did. But she finished.
Zavascki has 11.
A traveling call on Gemma Walker. Not really being pressured. She just drugged the pivot foot there, Bob. She hasn't scored yet. She averages nearly 16 a game. So looking for her to get in the action here a little bit.
Ball into the corner. Boyven's three won't go. Rebound tip. Stepping out of bounds was Aubrey Bennett. Another final score in the 6A girls bracket. The 5 seed, Chartiers Valley, 34-26 winners over Mount Lebanon. It was CV who gave Peters Township, until Canamac, their toughest game of the year.
Oh, boy.
That's in the top half. Pass entry intended for Radulovic, tipped out of bounds by Gentile. 6:43 to play in our first half. Lob inbound. Radulovic will go get it. Put it right back in the paint. Wetzel out to Sandrowski for an air ball three. Morial saves it, but stepped out of bounds to get there.
And if I'm Natalie Wetzel and I get that ball that deep, guess what I'm going to do with it? I'm not passing back out. You've got a score in there. She's too talented.
23-15, Peters leading Pine. Dribble drive, cut off. Bennett going to get called for a block. Bennett going to draw the blocking foul on Sandrowski.
Yeah, Perry Sandrowski, definitely contact on the drive.
Inbound, Zavasky, give it back off, dribble to the hoop, scoop shot will not go, missed there by Zoe Cook. Side of the lane, Wetzel makes the catch, Zavasky has her, give the ball off to Gemma Walker. Quiet so far on the night is Walker. Wetzel, though, on the dribble, got an opening right down the lane, blocking foul, shot won't go, but the foul called inside on Mallory Boyven, her second.
Yeah, nice drive that time down the lane by Natalie Wetzel. She's pretty, I mean, Bob, she can shoot from the outside, put the ball to the floor, and get to the rim. Got to love that package.
Wetzel 1-for-2 earlier at the line, hits the first. Score now 24-15, Peters Township. Just over 6 minutes to play in the half, and Wetzel at 16 points. Make it 17. She's at her season average 10 minutes into the game.
That's a great start. And if I were her, keep pushing the issue. Got a hot hand, played to it.
4 3-pointers in this opening half. Cutter nice. Down the lane. Nice pass from Zavasky for the lay-in.
Great back cut by Kate Gentile, and she knocked down the layup. Good pass by Zavasky.
First points of the game for Gentile. Pass for Wetzel is tipped by Zavasky. Just too soft there for Morial. Zavasky stops and pops. Off the glass won't go. Two Peters Township players end up on the deck. Gentile for three. That won't go. Radulovich rebounds. Morial has Sandrowski ahead. Steps back beyond the three-point line. Now moves up. Puts up a 15-footer short. Radulovich triple-teamed on a rebound. Finds a cutter and a timeout called. Steve Lambirio thought that Radulovich was going to fall out of bounds, and he calls the timeout with Gemma Walker coming right down to a bounce pass. But you got to do that split second, and he did. 25-17, Peters Township leads, 5:15 to play first half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Ever make a timeout call that just as the word out finishes out of your mouth, you wished you hadn't done it?
Oh, I'm sure I have. Every coach does.
Wetzel takes the inbound drive to the paint. Kick to Walker. Three-pointer will not go. Radulovich gets the rebound, goes back up. Rattle it around. It won't drop home, but she is fouled and will shoot a couple.
And there's the presence of Radulovich. I mean, she's so tall, 6'3". She was in great rebounding position on the weak side. Gemma Walker misses the shot. She cleans up the action. Will shoot two.
Gentile called for the foul. Her second. Pine Richland is not a deep roster. Radulovich misses the first free throw.
Speaking of a timeout call, do you remember the playoff game with Peters Township in 2019? The half-court shot goes in. They called timeout.
Yep.
I'll never forget it.
Radulovich misses the second. Ball grabbed by Gemma Walker, but her feed back to Radulovich too tall, and the turnover to Pine Richland. Rams bring it across. Peters up 25-17. Quarterfinal round game. Winner advances to the semis. Also clinches a berth in the state tournament. Zavasky on the give and go. Can't get that shot to go, but she's fouled. And not sure a lot of agreement on Gemma Walker's part, but she just walks away shaking her head.
Yeah, I thought it was Radulovich that hit her, and they called it on Gemma Walker.
Zavasky at the foul line to shoot two.
Don't look now, but this game's getting a lot closer here.
And Zavasky makes both foul shots. She's hit all four of her free throws in the game.
She's off to a great start. She's got 13 already, Bob.
Wetzel with 17. Zavasky 13. Three ball, Morial, good. Her second tray from that corner.
Peters Township living with that three-point shot tonight. Made five of them in the first quarter.
And that's seven now in the game. Zavasky, three-pointer from 22, good.
Jeez.
She's got 16 on the night, her second tray, 28-22. Peters Township in the lead, 4:15 to play.
Kids are putting a show on here tonight, Bob.
First half, handoff, Morial straight on, three-pointer off the rim. Wetzel crashes down, gets the board. Feed it back out. Walker through the circle, take it far side, need a handoff. Now a jump pass, gets through to Morial. Out to Walker, moves side of the lane, their little floater goes.
Yeah, nice move by Gemma Walker. That'll get her kick started.
First
little
points.
Shot fake.
First points of the game for Gemma Walker, 30-22, Peters Township leading Pine Richland. Zavasky feed it across the paint. That ball tipped away. Last touch by Morial, lost out of bounds. Get a great look at that ball fake, and then there's the Morial three-pointer a moment ago. Here comes Zavasky, step back to 22. Now back to live action. Little push shot in the paint will not go. Zoe Cook wide right on the miss. Indians rebound. Cutter to the hoop. Sopko able to save it. That pass was tipped, and she saved it at the baseline. Peters will reset the O. Walker, pick it up. Finds a cutter. Radulovic lost the handle. Pass a little behind her. May have been tipped before it got to her. And now Zavasky. Volleyball 10-foot line again hits it.
Oh, my goodness.
30-25.
She's got 19. We've got a duel going here tonight.
Morial, give it off to Walker. Radulovic into the paint, up top to Wetzel. Wetzel crossover, got a screen, bounce pass to Walker. And now Morial will come out to the midcourt area and take the pass, reset an offensive play here. Wetzel on the deck, drive in, kick it back out. Walker, cross court, Radulovic saves it. Ball goes to Morial, she'll dribble drive, opening to the hoop, missed the shot, rebound tipped around, and Zavasky has it.
Zavasky brings the ball down the floor. She shoots it. She scores it. Multi-talented.
Good help defense there as well. She was not guarding Morial, but she left left Wetzel and came down to rebound the miss.
She's a nice player, Bob.
Two fouls on Gemma Walker here in this quarter.
She's already committed to IUP. I mean, she's a big-time player.
Zavasky misses a foul shot. Had hit four in a row.
Yeah, that's an unusual thing.
Doesn't waste any time offering up her second and hits it.
20 in the first half.
30-26. Peters Township's lead has been trimmed to four. Wetzel, corner three. Off the iron. Long rebound comes out. Grabbed by Sopko. Find Radulovic in the paint, kick it out to Wetzel. Dribble drive, dish it back inside to Radulovic. Tries to fight to get clear, missed the shot, got her own rebound somehow. And now travel as Radulovic fell to the fall with the ball.
Yeah, a lot of contact in there, Bob. I thought maybe it could have been offensive there. No calls, but called the turnover on the travel.
PAC women's semifinal score, end of one quarter, Washington and Jefferson 26, Geneva 15, that at the Salvetti Family Gymnasium, formerly known as the Henry Memorial Center. And now, for some reason, Gemma Walker reaches in and hacks the ball out with a player with her back to her. And Gemma Walker, only 2 points and now three fouls in the game. And she will sit.
Oh, boy. That could prove very difficult for Peters Township down the stretch.
Gentile lob it down underneath. I think that was actually a shot. It was partially blocked.
It was blocked.
Tried to get the ball inside to Zavasky, and the Indians knock it loose and come out with it. Sandrowski out on the wing. Man-to-man defense now for Pine Richland. 1:25 to play first half. 30-26. Peters Township leading by four. Pass to the right side. Sopko. And now Wetzel. Gentile out on her. Side of the lane, Radulovic. Pass tipped back to the corner. Wetzel will dribble out of there, take action to the lane. Shot won't go. Radulovic knocks the rebound out of bounds and knocks Zavasky to the floor.
Now, this game has gotten a little bit too close for comfort here. Peters Township got off to that great start, and now since the switch to man-to-man defense, Pine Richland covering up those open threes, Bob.
Peters led by 10, 30 seconds into this quarter. Now it's four. Side of the lane. Iske, kick it back out. Aubrey Bennett for three. Off the rim. Radulovic with the rebound. Morial and ahead to Wetzel. Bree Morial outside the volleyball 10-foot line. Now put her on the to the far side. Alina Sopko, and a hand check foul going to be whistled on Zoe Cook.
Yeah, that was literally a hand check. Not much there, but they dinged her.
Peters will inbound on the far side. That's the third team foul in this quarter. 35 seconds to play in this fast-moving first half. Sopko tried to hand the ball off to Wetzel. Now Zavasky on the floor ends up stealing it. Held ball, wrestling match, Pine Richland ball. Two bad turnovers there by Sopko.
Yes. She picked her dribble up. That was the first mistake. And then the pass was just not very good.
Well, apparently I missed a held ball earlier because Peters Township got the ball. Not sure, but we'll go with that. No argument from either side. Sopko gets the ball to Radulovic outside the elbow, into the corner. Morial will dribble out. 7 seconds to play. Take it in the lane. Give it off to Wetzel, and the little bunny goes.
Well, and that's what you got to do. Move without that basketball. The back cut by Wetzel for the layup.
32-26, Peters Township at the half, and just trying to rattle back through my brain where a held ball was earlier, because Peters started the second quarter with the basketball.
I think there was one held ball, Bob.
That's what I'm trying to think.
I do recall.
So the held ball at 25 seconds gives Peters that final look at the basket, and the Indians cash in as Wetzel finishes on the little bunny in tight to get to 19 points. And Peters Township to a 6-point lead. Get you a halftime recap when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. We have 0% for up to 48 months on select 2024 Subaru Outbacks. And we have 246 Subarus available between now and the end of March. Come on up and see us today.
0% APR for 48 months in lieu of any discounts. In stock only, not everyone will qualify. Based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motors Finance.
Bud Bear Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. Bud Bear.
Welcome back to the AHN Arena. And just a note for those of you listening and wondering about that, that is a an NFHS WPIL chocolate milk ad that we run. And we're sorry about the abrupt cut at the end. We didn't do that. That's the way it came to us. Sort of like what happens to the team on the short end of the score. It is an abrupt cut, and it all ends. 10 days from now, baseball and softball high school first day of practice. And unfortunately for one of these two teams, they'll have players available to go do that.
Well, this is a very interesting game. I go back to saying that on paper it shouldn't be that close. But Madison Zavasky is a one-man wrecking crew. She has 20 points at the half. But then on the other side, it all got started with Natalie Wetzel's three-point shooting. She's got 19. You got Gemma Walker in foul trouble for Peters Township. And this game's getting interesting, Bob. I do think Peters Township has an advantage because of their size, the 2'6"-3 kids. I really like that movement on the last possession where you had Natalie Wetzel hit the back cut. I'd like to see them flash her more in the paint. Get her down on the block. I don't know how you can stop her. She's very clever with the basketball. She needs to, you know, maybe do a little shot fake there and get to the rim once in a while. Don't settle for the three-point shot. Sometimes that can be fool's gold. You make them early, but if you miss them late and you're in a close game, well, anything can happen, as we have already seen.
Update for you from the Salvetti Family Gymnasium on the W&J campus. Geneva rallying in the second period against the host W&J women, the number one seed in that bracket. It's now 31-27 W&J. That lead was 11 at the end of the quarter, but it has been trimmed in half, 4:49 to play before their halftime. 6 minutes before ours. Let's check scoring. Madison Zavasky and Natalie Wetzel handling the bulk for both. Zavasky, 20 of the 26 points for Pine Richland. Mariniski with a couple of layups in the opening quarter, and Kate Gentile with a deuce in the second. Pine Richland is 5 of 6 at the foul line, all of those taken by Zavasky. And Natalie Wetzel has more than half of Peters Township's points. Wetzel with 19 of the Indians' 32. Bree Morial with 6, couple of trays. A tray for Perry Zandrowski, a couple of deuces, one for Gemma Walker, one for Daniela Radulovic. But, Tom, as you mentioned, Gemma Walker with 3 fouls, she just has not been able to get going. And sometimes, you know, really good players have nights like that.
Bob, it happens all the time. And when you pick up the third early in the first half, it changes your game, changes your strategy. You as a player begin to press. She'll have to sit out. I mean, you got to be very careful. If she picks a quick fourth foul, then she'll be basically non-existent for the second half. So she's going to have to play smart without fouling. I'd continue to work through Natalie Wetzel. I mean, she's been very productive. I also think that the big girl inside, Daniela Radulovic, I mean, she can be a factor too, but she doesn't look to shoot it quite as often. So we're in a closer maybe than people thought type game here.
Other scores in this 6A girls bracket, Chartiers Valley, the 5 seed, a 34-26 win against Mount Lebanon, and North Allegheny, a 44-41 win over Upper St. Clair. So the winner of our game will get North Allegheny. Chartiers Valley awaits the word on the Norwin-Seneca Valley semifinal. Score from Union in the 1A girls. It was 29-3 after one, and now 45-3. The host Union Scotties leading West Green. Pioneers heading for that consolation bracket, and they will take on Manesson with only the winner there advancing. Those consolation games in 1A girls will be on Saturday. We know that Manesson girls lost to Riverview 45-23. Peters Township back on the floor. We expect Pine Richland shortly. Peters Township 32, Pine Richland 26. We're back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
All right, Coach, take me in the locker room. If you're Peters Township, what do you need to do here early in this third?
I think you got to get a couple other players involved, number one, and I think you got to get the ball going to the basket. One thing that I would look to do, get the rebound, fill the lanes, run the floor. I think they could do that. They looked like they were going to do it several times, and they pulled the ball back out. Sometimes they play very deliberately. That's okay. But I think they're too talented. I think you get these kids, they're like thoroughbreds. Let's let them go up and down the floor a little bit. Now, on the other side of the coin, Madison Zavasky's been basically unstoppable. But here's the question. Can she score enough points herself to beat the Peters Township team? I don't think she can. Other players have to get involved, but boy, is she talented, Bob. She scores in a variety of ways. So you almost have like a one-on-one duel going on with Natalie Wetzel and Madison Zavasky, but both players are playing as expected. Should be an interesting second half. The key, will Gemma Walker stay out of foul trouble the rest of the way? If she picks up a fourth, Bob, this game could turn.
Let me say this as well, and Zavasky has been, 20 of 26 points. Peters Township has gotten three threes and a pair of deuces. They have four other people in the scorebook at the moment. They seem to be more widespread with other people able to. If Pine could find a way to stop Wetzel, there's other people who have shown they can do it.
No question about it.
We've not seen that from Pine yet.
We haven't, but we have seen it from Peters Township. Brianna Morrell, she's got two threes. Perry Sandrowski comes off the bench, knocks a three down, and you got Daniela Radulovic who can score. I like their balance, and I think you got to be balanced in this day and age. And just don't fall in love with three-point shots. I mean, make them when the ball's reversed. Take that shot. If you miss a few, do something different.
Pine ball to start the third quarter. Possession arrow throw in. And across the line comes Zoe Cook with some pressure. Iske takes the feed. Back to Cook. Pump fake. Lob inside. Iske stumbled in getting to the ball. And Indians bring it out. Now behind everybody is Gemma Walker. And she is fouled hard by Zoe Cook. And Walker will go right to the foul line to shoot a couple.
Well, and there's what I just said, Bob. Get the ball out. Let's run a little bit. Must have talked about it at the half. Opportunity presented itself. Took advantage.
Milana Khalil, who was pretty quiet in that first half, on the floor here. She started that whole thing by getting that loose ball.
She sure did. And here's the other thing. Gemma Walker not scoring a lot of points. You get to the foul line, see the ball go through the net a few times. That gets you jump-started.
Two straight makes for Gemma Walker, 19 seconds into the third quarter. And the lead that was six is now eight. Indians defending man-to-man.
Well, they won't come out of their defense. They're a man-to-man team.
Boyven gets the ball to Iske, and her shot rejected out of bounds by Radulovic. Right down by the WJPA Sports Network banner.
I see it.
Some guy said, you should move that banner down here.
That's right.
Zavasky goes to the hoop, and a foul going to be called. Indians are grateful that the Walker was at the high post, not the low block.
Well,
foul on Morial.
You got to take that drive away. You must contain her dribble. She's awfully good off the dribble. Misses the foul shot, surprisingly.
She's missed two of her last three now.
And she's taken all the free throws.
21 points here in the early going. Second shot is good. 34-27. Peters Township with the lead. Two bounce pass gets through. Entry inside to Walker. Zavasky partially blocks that jumper. And a ball lost out of bounds, fumbled out by Iske.
But I like what they did, Bob. They tried to dump the ball inside this time to Wetzel. You know, she just got to make a stronger move. I like that new look.
Khalil keys it in, Radulovic, and now to Wetzel. Screen set, ball up top. Walker penetrates, splits a double team, lays it on the iron, and it will not go. Rebound comes up the lane, Zavasky double dribble.
I like, again, driving it to the basket. Good things can usually happen.
That's consecutive turnovers when Pine had gotten the rebound.
Yeah, you got to take care of the ball if you're Pine Richland.
One fumbled out of bounds and then one double dribble.
Especially when you're behind. Those are empty possessions.
Walker, spinorama, walked down the lane, got away with that, but hit the iron on the way up. Zoe Cook rebounds, lob it across, take it back to the far side. Boyven for three, no good. Radulovic rebounds. Quickly, Walker behind everybody, goes to the hoop. Her shot again won't drop, but she's going back to the foul line.
Well, that time, Bob, she turned and looked for the defender. You got to put your eyes on the rim.
Zoe Cook, guilty of her third foul. Gemma Walker right back at the free throw line to shoot a couple.
Yeah, she's a very good free throw shooter.
First one good.
Great rotation on that shot. Excellent follow through. Peters 6-for-9 from the foul line.
Walker's second free throw. In flight, short, rebound grabbed by Zavascki. Zavascki pushed the tempo, got an opening to take it all the way through and score high off the window.
Well, if you don't stop her, Bob, she's not stopping, I can tell you that. You've got to get her to stop the dribble.
35-29, Peters Township lead trimmed back to 6. Led by 6 at the break, lead by 6 at the moment. 2 minutes almost gone in this quarter. Gemma Walker to the free throw line and backs away. Zavascki was just trying to set her up to jump around and steal. Walker has the ball taken away by Gentile. Just walked into a double team. Gentile knocks Walker down. Shot won't go, and the Indians fighting for the loose ball. Scramble for it. Morial going to bring it up the floor. Has two players behind. Wetzel for 3. 2 strong air ball. Grabbed on the far side by Iski.
Well, in that time, Bob, she could have dribbled in and taken a little 5-foot jump shot.
Zavascki walks, lost the handle. Morial ends up with it. Behind everybody's Gemma Walker. Down the left side. Score it this time.
Well, have they changed their MO here, Bob, a little bit?
Pick up the tempo, run the floor. Timeout, Pine Richland with 5:25 to play in the third. Peters Township 37, Pine Richland 29. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After the timeout, Pine Richland with the basketball. Defensive baseline. Get it in. And Zavascki looking for help. Finds Aubrey Bennett. Pass to the top of the key right away to Iski. Entry stolen. Wetzel saw that coming. Has Morial up ahead of her. Feeds to Morial. Now down the lane. Kick it back out. Does Sopko. Shot from the far side. Goes begging off the rim. Gemma Walker nearly had a tray. And it just kind of flopped out.
Well, last two possessions, the Indians have settled for three-point shots, and they've missed.
Zavascki cut off. Good work there by Sopko to not allow her to get entry into the lane.
Yeah, Sopko's doing a pretty good job on the ball defending.
Boyven now eventually out to Zavascki, and Sopko this time reached across the arms and hacked.
Yeah, that was a foul, pretty obvious one.
Her first team, second. Update from the Salvetti Family Gymnasium at the half. W&J women leading Geneva 41-32. Led by 11 at the end of the quarter. Now by 9 at the half. Here 4.5 minutes remaining. Dribble trouble for Bennett. Took a bump from Morial, but able to get to that loose ball. Sopko turns Zavascki around. Zavascki forces a shot up, and a foul is going to be called inside. And I think that might be on Natalie Wetzel.
I think it is. That is correct.
Her second, team's third foul, and with that, back to the foul line. Free throws 9 and 10 on the night for Madison Zavascki.
Bob, look how quickly she catches and shoots. She doesn't even take any time.
Missed the first. 4:25 to play. Second shot is on the money. 37-30. Peters Township up by 7.
That's 24 points on the evening for Zavascki.
Wetzel at the top of the key, put it on the deck. Zavascki keeps her from driving. Pass to the corner. Radulovic, and now back to Walker. Drove down the lane, but spun it back out. Cut off there by Bennett. Ball up top. Wetzel, jump pass to Morial in the corner. Work it back out. Sopko, Morial, Wetzel calling for it, doesn't get it. Sopko brings it to her. Now Wetzel to the lane, rejected. Loose ball grabbed by Radulovic and scores. Nice. Three bodies on the floor.
Yeah, nice finish by Radulovic that time. Johnny on the spot.
Ball in the corner. Zavascki got by Wetzel, took it inside, and Radulovic blocks her and is called for the foul. That'll be her first. Peter's fourth foul in the quarter.
If Pine Richardson is going to win this game, she's going to have to score 40. But, Bob, she's got 24 already.
40 might not be enough, Coach. No,
and it might not. You're absolutely correct.
Gets the first to go. That's now 25.
Pine Richland, 8 for 11 unofficially from the foul line.
And Zavascki has all of those.
She's taking every one.
So now to 26, hits both on that trip, now hit three in a row.
7-point lead for Peters Township.
39-32, 3.5 minutes remaining in the quarter. Walker, closely guarded there by Aubrey. The count going, nice screen by Morial. Keep coming on around. Walker's 12-footer won't go. Radulovic reaches over, tips the rebound, gets out to Sopko, who misses a 16-foot shot. Rebound going the other way. Zavascki. Wetzel stops her from going on through. Pass it off. Gentile, side of the lane. Drop step. Kick it back out. Three ball in flight. Boivin in and out. That ball almost all the way down. Gentile rebounds and scores.
Boy, nice effort by Gentile that time.
Margin is 5 as we click under 3 minutes to play in this third quarter. Indians just trying to shake a little distance, a little more than that 7 or 9 points, and unable to do so. Ball goes up top. Walker guarded by Bennett. Walker screen from Wetzel. Wetzel rolls off of that, takes the ball, put it on the deck, take it into the paint. Wetzel down the lane, high off the glass, in and out. Zavascki rebounds.
And she's saying, hey, I got fouled on that, and she may be correct.
Zavascki crossover, deal it off. Gentile at the top of the key, comes back near side. Cook, cut off by Morial, just could not get a move toward that three-point line. Cook, feed it back out. It's Boivin dribble drive. Radulovic forces her wide. Rebound, Morial. Pressure from behind, doesn't know it's there, and the ball stolen.
Bad. She was just getting ready to push ahead. She had Wetzel or Walker wide open. She had her choice.
Rams down by 5. 1:50 to play here in the third. Zavascki steps into the lane, misses the shot. Radulovic rebounds. It was Radulovic who made her change that shot. Ball ahead to Sopko, takes it in against Gentile. Kick it back out. Wetzel for 3, good.
Set her feet.
Timeout. Peters Township, 1:35 to play in the third. Peters Township 42, Pine Richland 34. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
I have Natalie Wetzel now with 22 points, including 5 3-pointers in the game.
It's an impressive shooting night for Natalie. Peter's putting some pressure here, Bob. I like this move, too.
Pine Richland working against this man-to-man, full-court press. Up the floor comes Zoe Cook, took it into the lane. Morial does not give way to the drop step, and Cook finds a way to scoop it up anyway.
Yeah, a little shimmy move. She did a really nice job on that move.
42-36. Peters' lead is 6. 1:15 to play. Radulovic takes a tip pass, finds Wetzel down the lane and scores.
Well, and that was all Natalie Wetzel. She cut to the lane, straight to the basket, was wide open on the cut after she set the little screen out front.
Now 24 for Wetzel. 44-36, the lead is 8. Pass is tipped away. Morial ends up with the loose ball. Ahead to Wetzel, has a trailer Walker, but Wetzel needs no trailer.
Yeah, they picked the tempo up, Bob. I like the activity they're showing on defense and on offense, getting the basketball to the rim.
Peters pushed that margin to 10 now. 46-36, back-to-back buckets. Zavascki is blocked, but a foul going to be called by referee Taylor Haught. And Wetzel looks incredulous.
Yeah, I don't think she fouled her, but hey, it's a foul and it counts. That's her third. So she has 3. Gemma Walker has 3.
And Zavascki, foul shots 13 and 14.
You mean the designated free throw shooter.
First one is good. Well, you got to be quick marking that down. Because
oh, you better.
She's shooting again.
Unbelievable.
Has 28 points, makes both on that trip.
She's a rhythm shooter, I guess you would say.
Now has hit 5 in a row after a little funk, missing 3 of 5. Radulovic to Wetzel, volleyballed it right back, and Radulovic was not expecting it. Sopko on the dribble, took it to the low block, needs help. Got to get out of there. Wetzel, 3-ball in flight off the back rim. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Boyven.
Yeah, Sopko made a nice penetrating move that time. Thought she was going to try to score off of that. Kicked it back out for the 3.
Peters baseline throw in. 12 seconds to play in the period. Inbound lob to Walker. Tipped away. And Aubrey Bennett finds Zavascki down the lane. Her shot won't go. Bennett or Zavascki gets her own rebound. High off the glass again. Third time at it. That won't go, and the buzzer sounds ending the period. The only thing Zavascki hasn't been able to get to go were those 3 shots in the final 5 seconds, and we're at the end of the third. Peters Township 46, Pine Richland 38, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. We have 0% for up to 48 months on select 2024 Subaru Outbacks. And we have 246 Subarus available between now and the end of March. Come on up and see us today.
0% APR for 48 months in lieu of any discounts. In stock only, not everyone will qualify. Based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motors Finance.
Bud Baer Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. Bud Baer.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Peters Township will have the ball to begin the fourth, and the Indians will have an 8-point lead going to the final period of regulation. Good job in that quarter by Gemma Walker. Get a little scoring going. Three of four at the foul line, a deuce, and did not draw another foul.
That's the most important thing. She did not get herself that fourth foul, Bob. Let's see how they play this with the lead. They're up.
Well, good wrestling match going on just outside the low post, far side of the lane. Radulovic and Gentile there. Walker dribbles into the baseline and kicks it back out. Wetzel, top of the key. Lob looking for Radulovic, and that pass just a hair too far and out of bounds.
Well, she had the right idea. She just threw the ball a little bit. She let her too far, Bob, but she was wide open as she went down the lane.
8-point Peters Township lead, 30 seconds gone in the fourth. Zoe Cook takes it back from Gentile, now to Zavascki. It's 28 points through 3 quarters. Zavascki picks up her dribble up top. Gentile for 3, hard off the back. Rebound grabbed there by Bennett and then knocked out of bounds. And Bennett tried to grab it just before it went out, and the Indians will take that mistake.
Yeah, and she used one hand to do it. Had she took both hands to catch it, I think she'd have had it. And maybe had a layup.
Pine Richland allowing the Indians to just walk the ball up out of the backcourt. High screen set. Walker kicked to the corner. Back up to Wetzel. Left side, Sopko Looks inside, goes to Radulovic, put it on the deck, kick it out, and now one more time reset it out to the midcourt area.
Well, they've definitely slowed the ball down a little bit here, Bob.
Walker, spinorama, take it to the hoop. Shot off the iron, good, and a foul.
And that's what she can do. I'd like to see her try more of that. She can get to the rim and finish. Talented guard here from Peters Township, Gemma Walker, for her ninth point.
Mallory Boyven called for the foul, her third. Peters up 48-38 and a chance to make it 11. And Walker does just that.
She's now in double figures with 10.
And had two in the first half.
I know.
Zavascki has to feed it back out. Was not going to get in the lane thanks to Wetzel. And pass tipped out of bounds by Morial.
And they're making Zavascki work double hard off the dribble. You know, you got to wonder, does she ever get tired?
Lob down low off the glass, actually. And it goes caroms to the far wing where it's grabbed by Gemma Walker.
Yeah, bad pass.
Walker across the timeline, dribble drive, cut off, stop and pop, shot short. Good job there by Aubrey Bennett to make Walker pull up, but then Walker missed the shot to the lane. Easy bucket for Zoe Cook. 49-40, Peters lead trimmed to 9. And now here comes the pressure after the made basket. Morial, been a long time in the backcourt, got to hustle it, get it up across to Sopko, dribbles out of a double team. Hand it off to Walker, to Wetzel, around to Morial. And now the man-to-man Rams defense extending beyond that three-point line. Ball goes Radulovic, lobby inside, Wetzel, Zavascki fouls her.
And I would do that play all night long because you can't stop it.
I believe that's the first foul on Zavascki.
I think you're right. That's a big throw into a big. It's really hard to defend that, Bob. A little high-low action.
Wetzel at the free throw line. First shot good. She has 27. Timeout, Pine Richland. 5:47 to play in the fourth. 50-40. Indians in the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
50-40. And Natalie Wetzel going back to the foul line to try to extend that another point. Indians getting a bunch of free throws here later in this game. In fact, five of their points here in the second half have been from the stripe. Wetzel adds one more to that, 11-point lead.
She has a beautiful touch. What a great follow-through on that shot.
Wetzel has 28. Zavascki has 28. The difference in the game, what everybody else has done around those two superstars.
Exactly. And the other players are making positive contributions, Bob.
Zavascki tried to hold the ball overhead and pass it. Stolen by Wetzel, and then Wetzel gives it back with a walk.
And she's so frustrated because she knew she did it, and she's like, I didn't want to do that. That happens. Should have kept her dribble alive.
Well, the other thing there, even if you take another 10, 12 seconds and don't get anything out of it, you've shortened the game a little.
Oh,
three ball
important.
By Zavascki, Radulovic rebounds.
Well, I think you'll see Peters Township now a little more deliberate in their half-court offense, Bob.
Morial crosses midcourt, handed off to Walker and back to Morial. Looked at a three, didn't look long, but passed it back out. Wetzel up to set a screen, but good work there by Bennett to work around that. Tough pass from Walker, tried to get it. Radulovic stolen by Gentile. Ahead to Zavascki, back to Gentile, and now all alone at the baseline is Iski to score. 51-42. Full court pressure after the make. Morial got to get the ball inbounds. She and Wetzel go back and forth. And now lob ahead to Walker. Radulovic alone underneath that three-on-one break. And Radulovic scores it.
Well, great job by Peters Township. Flashing Natalie Wetzel to the middle. Down the lane. Layup.
Zavasky dribbles around the screen, pass across. Gentile looking for somewhere to go up with that. That's no good. Zavasky rebounds, and she'll go back to the foul line, called for a foul. And with that look of incredulity shows up again. This time it's by Daniela Radulovic, called for her second foul.
There was definitely contact on the shot. Watch how quick she shoots. See ya. Bang. She is 12 for 15 from the foul line for 29 points.
4:13 to play in the game. Zavasky hits both.
Got 30.
I'm on the line, too, by the way, on my score sheet. Yes. Ready to go. I already made that move, Coach.
I haven't. I got to do that.
Walker, dangerous and unneeded pickup of the ball. Now able to pass out just before getting called for being closely guarded. Radulovic shot at the low block, partially blocked. Controlled. 9-point lead for Peters Township. Zavasky, entry inside. Gentile drop step, missed the shot. Rebound, Morial all alone on the weak side and able to bring it up patiently.
Well, smartly. I mean, she didn't have to push the issue. They have the lead. Let Pine Richland chase them, but keep those dribbles alive. Don't pick that dribble up.
Wetzel sets a high screen, and boy, just like that, Walker picks up her dribble again. Well, did that the last time.
Yeah, and she got in trouble.
Morial dribbles away from the defender. Cook feed it on the wing to Sopko. 3:20 to play in the game. Sopko, nice crossover. Zavasky traps her. Travel going to be called. I'm not sure by definition that was a travel. She didn't hit the floor, was falling, but
well,
ruled apparently by referee Taylor Hott that she had moved her her plant foot.
So. Yeah, she slipped a little bit too, Bob.
Up the floor, ball quickly to Bennett inside, and now Zavasky takes the cut, goes to the hoop, missed the shot, and Radulovic rebounds, able to muscle her way through a double team after getting the board.
Well, 9-point lead, under 3 minutes. They're not going to be in a hurry to shoot the basketball here.
Peters up 53-44. Walker off the iron, the glass drops home.
Yeah, and I thought she could have done that about four other times, Bob, because she can get to the rim.
11-point advantage for Peters Township, 55-44, and a timeout for Pine Richland. This will be their fourth timeout. It's a full timeout. 2:38 to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township 55, Pine Richland 44, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Pine Richland after the timeout, inbound is tipped by Wetzel. Run a two-on-two break with Walker, and Wetzel scores.
Yeah, and that was really unselfish and a great break by Peters Township.
Gentile takes a long pass, dribble into the paint, turn around Jay out in front, no good. Rebound Gemma Walker. Peters Township up 57-44. Indians a little more cushion than they've had for much of the game.
Well, very unselfish play on that last fast break opportunity, Bob.
Gemma Walker, high post jumper, line drive short, hit the back of the rim and kicked out. Just under 2 minutes remaining. Gentile loses her dribble. Zavasky puts a forearm into the shoulder of Zavasky, and the foul on Wetzel will be her fourth.
Yeah, she definitely gave her the old forearm shiver that time, as they call it.
Update from the Salvetti Family Gymnasium early in the third quarter. WNJ 43, Geneva 40. Zavasky's shot won't go. Rebounds herself. Misses again. Gets it up. Shot won't go, but a foul called on Radulovic.
Better get your pencil ready. She's at the foul line.
Zavasky, 17th and 18th foul shots of the game. Misses the first. Timeout for Peters Township will take one as well. 1:46 to play, 57-44 Peters Township. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. We have 0% for up to 48 months on select 2024 Subaru Outbacks. And we have 246 Subarus available between now and the end of March. Come on up and see us today.
0% APR for 48 months in lieu of any discounts. In stock only, not everyone will qualify. Based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motors Finance.
Bud Baer Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. Bud Baer.
We have 1:46 to play in regulation. Peters Township 57, Pine Richland 44. Winner of this game gets North Allegheny, 44-41 winner against Upper St. Clair. Other half of the bracket, number one Norwin, 52-20 win over Seneca Valley. Norwin Knights will take on the five seed Chartiers Valley, 34-26 winners against the host Mount Lebanon Blue Devils.
Bob, we have two players that have scored 30 points here this evening. That doesn't happen all that often. Talented basketball players here.
Back to the foul line goes Madison Zavasky. 1,000-plus on the air and misses another free throw. The rebound going to be ruled last touch by Wetzel.
Yeah, she's 13 for 18 from the foul line. And I have never seen a game where one player has taken all of the foul shots.
Inbound. Gentile, handoff to Zavasky. Zavasky around the lane. Wetzel with four fouls. Stays with her. Good job. Three ball up top. Gentile air ball lands out of bounds.
Yeah, Wetzel did a great job moving her feet, keeping her hands high, not fouling that last possession, Bob. And that's what you want to teach when you teach man-to-man defense. Move those feet.
90 seconds to play in this opening round game. A quarterfinal round. Winner advances to the semis against North Allegheny and also clinches a state tournament berth. Top four teams in 6A girls go to the states. Morial finds Sopko on the backside, pass it out to Walker, put it on the hip, and then dribble drive, cut off. Radulovic long pass out again to Walker. 1:05 to play. Walker on the dribble, hand off to Sopko, and now to Morial. A minute remaining in the ball game. Peters Township up by 13. Indians know that they don't have to attack the basket here unless they get something cheap. And then there is a reach-in foul on Marin Iske, her third, team's third.
Well, and Bob, I want to say this. The two sophomore guards from Peters Township, Brianna Morial and Elena Sopko, those two have played very steady.
Zavasky goes right through the body of Wetzel on that inbound play. Second foul on Zavasky, four now on Pine Richland.
Peters Township doing a nice job just finishing this game out without having to score points, just moving the basketball.
Wetzel takes the inbound, finds Radulovic, low block, kick it around, Morial, Walker out by the volleyball 10-foot line, and a reach-in foul to stop the clock, but it's now 43 seconds remaining.
And this is exactly how you want to play it. We'll move the ball, let them chase.
Two foul shots coming for Gemma Walker. First one, good.
Getting closer to that scoring average of 16 a game with 13.
Second shot rattles out. Zavasky will rebound. Geneva and W&J women now all tied halfway through their third quarter at Salvetti Family Gym. Zavasky gets a leaner to go. She's got 32. 58-46, 25 seconds remaining. Gemma Walker sprints across to the three-point line, then backs away from Bennett. Cross-court pass, Radulovic, and she is fouled by Gentile. And two free throws coming for Daniela Radulovic.
Well, a nice, comfortable game for Peters Township, Bob. There wasn't a lot of stress early on, a little bit, but thanks to that hot shooting by Natalie Wetzel, this game was in hand.
Radulovic has missed all three of her free throws.
And she's got a really good shot. That's unusual. And she's got what I call a feathery touch.
And four free throws in the game, four misses.
Yeah, you'd like to see those go through the net.
Rebound knocked out of bounds.
Fortunately, they don't need those right now.
Final 10 seconds of the ball game. Peters Township will pick up its 22nd win of the year. Gentile handoff to Zavascki. Her shot high off the glass won't go. Rebounds. That wouldn't have counted anyway, and the ball game is over. Peters Township took the lead with 3:40 to play in the opening quarter, able to get Pine Richland to arm's length and able to keep them there. We'll recap it for you when we come back. Final score, Peters Township 58, Pine Richland 46 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Peters Township 58, Pine Richland 46. Indians 21-13 advantage in the first. Pine Richland cut into that 8-point deficit with a 13-11 margin in the second, but 14-12 and 12-8 advantages in the final two periods, and Peters Township able to get the win, number 22 on the year, and move on into not only the WPIL semifinals on Monday, but also qualify for the state tournament that begins that second weekend in March.
Nice win for Peters Township tonight. Gets them started into the tournament. I thought their balance was the factor tonight. They just have more basketball players that can score and do a variety of things than Pine Richland does. They're sort of a one-trick pony with Savasky, and she was great tonight. Don't get me wrong. She had 32 points, very impressive. But she had to work so hard because there wasn't a lot of help on the other side with her teammates, whereas you look at Peters Township. I was very impressed with Morales' play and Sopko's play, handling the basketball, distributing. And, of course, Gemma Walker then woke up and start scoring some baskets, getting to the hoop, and Natalie Wetzel was just terrific.
Yeah, let's look at break this down. Zavascki with 32, Wetzel with 30, so it was going to come down to who else you got.
Correct.
And Pine Richland got 6, 4, and 4 from three of their other starters, and one didn't score at all. Peters Township got 6, 6, 3, didn't get anything from a Khalil starter, but then got 13 from Gemma Walker.
And that's the difference.
Exactly. It's right there. You know, when four scorers match up almost dead on, then you got a player, you know, an unchecked player gets 13. That's the difference in the ball game, and Peters wins by 12.
Yeah, and Gemma Walker got off to a slow start, but she did definitely pick things up as the game went on. And it was getting to the foul line and seeing that basketball go through the net that I think really helped her. So, credit to Peters Township. They're on to the next round and you know, hopefully advance even further. So time and location yet to be determined, but I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
This game and a broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And we're going to give a tip of the cap to Madison Zavascki, who 1,000-point scorer did all she could. You cannot expect a high school basketball player to score more than 32 points, and she would have needed 45 to win the game.
And that's asking a little much. She shot all the free throws. She was 13 for 18.
So we're going to give a tip of the cap on our player of the game, but the player of the game, the winner with 30 points, in the contest, 6'3 junior Natalie Wetzel nearly doubled her per-game average, and she was just really lighting it up in that opening quarter with 4 threes, a 2, and a foul shot make, had half of her nightly output and almost her season average in the first 8 minutes of the game.
It was her quick start that set the tempo and the tone for this basketball game. Credit to her, because she went out there and just shot lights out early in this game and got the job done. Player of the game.
Let's check the rest of the numbers. We'll do that and set the bracket for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Subaru. It's time for the Subaru A Lot to Love event. We have 0% for up to 48 months on select 2024 Subaru Outbacks. And we have 246 Subarus available between now and the end of March. Come on up and see us today.
0% APR for 48 months in lieu of any discounts. In stock only, not everyone will qualify. Based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motors Finance.
Bud Baer Subaru, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearSubaru.com. Bud
Baer. End of three quarters at the Salvetti Family Gymnasium on WNJ's campus. The number one seed Presidents tied with Geneva, 58-all. Winner goes to the PAC championship game, and the loser's season likely is over. Even though WNJ just two losses, not expected to make the NCAA tournament unless they win the automatic bid out of the league. But had an 11-point lead after one, led by 9 at the half. But a strong third period for Geneva, and it's a 58-all tie through three quarters. Here, run down the scoring for you. Madison Zavascki had game honors for Pine Richland with 32. Marin Iske had 6. Zoe Cook, 4. Kate Gentile with 4. 13 of 18 at the foul line for the Rams, all off the quick shooting hands of Madison Zavascki. On the other side of the ledger, Peters Township gets 30 from Natalie Wetzel, 13 from Gemma Walker, 6 each from Bree Morial and Daniela Radulovic, and 3 from Perry Sendrowski. Peters Township 10 of 17 at the foul line tonight. Indians are approved to 22-1. Pine Richland season ends at 8-14. Peters Township will move on to the WPIL semifinals and will take on North Allegheny, site and time to be determined and would be announced sometime tomorrow. That will be on Monday in the WPIL semifinals. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. and by Bud Bear Subaru on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Join us tomorrow on WJPA-FM and online for a pair of WPIL quarters here at Peters Township. We'll start with a 5A girls matchup, the third meeting of the year between Section 4 foes Trinity and South Fayette. We're on the air at 5:45, and then we'll follow that with the 2A boys 4-5 game as Fort Cherry takes on Bishop Canavan, the two schools that battled twice on the football field this past season. Pregame scheduled for 7:45. Of course, we'll have the WPIL wrestling action handled as well, starting with the WPIL 2A individual championships Friday and Saturday on WJPA AM, and the 3A Southern Sectional from South Fayette Saturday on the WJPA Sports Network in cooperation with greensports.net. Our thanks to coaches Gabby Baldessar and Steve Limberiou, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For our Washington studio producers, Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, floor director Jason Tennant, Luke Andrusik and Eric Bennett on camera, and my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score, Peters Township 58, Pine Richland 46. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.